I knew going into the last run in Q3 that I had to improve if I wanted to be on pole. So it's just such a good feeling getting everything together, you know, in the end. And qualifying, you know, they are quite hectic, and you just need to focus on the things that matter. And I'm happy everything worked out well, and we're still battling for the second place in the Drivers' Championship with Sebastian. So today was a good step for us into that direction, so we need to deliver tomorrow.
It was so close. How frustrating was it to have it taken away by such a small amount?
Not frustrating, obviously. Initially I wasn't very pleased. I saw it on the screen as well. I saw him go green and I was like, it doesn't really matter the amount if it's close or not. It's, you know, if he's ahead. To be fair, it's been very close between Valtteri and myself this year in quali, so most of the time in my favour. So it's fine, I give it to him.
Today the car's been good, so you know, on that side I expected to be have a good race car, but you know, what the conditions will be, we will see tomorrow. And you know, it was supposed to rain today and didn't, so you know, let's see what it is tomorrow.
Balance of the car the whole weekend was a bit tricky, just difficult to really find like a sweet spot, which we found in the last few races quite well. And in qualifying, I mean, we maximized the result for sure, but it's still not what we wanted, I guess.
Some power unit issues kicking in as well. Are you worried for tomorrow?
No, not after what happened to me this season. So just go for it, flat out, and if it blows up, it blows up.
A good quali, happy with that, despite the grid penalty, or not really?
No, not happy with it. I think we should have qualified on softs. We did in Q2, so I'll start on softs. But we put the option on and didn't really gain much. For sure, the soft for me felt better. So, should have put that on in Q3 as well.
The pace is there, and I mean, the results throughout the year hasn't been for luck or something, you know. So very pleased with that we are back to our form, and looking forward for tomorrow, you know. Hopefully some rain that can help us to have a nicer battle to the front.
Conditions were tricky out there today. We saw some rain, always some drop of rain on the visor, but then the asphalt was completely dry, so you have this, you have to commit to the corner thinking that will be dry, but even if your head is saying something different. But so far has been a good Saturday. We need to deliver tomorrow to complete the job with points on Sunday, but we'll see.
I'm particularly happy because this weekend, apart from result, apart from pace, I'm feeling more comfortable with the car. I'm feeling more at home. I can do more consistent laps. I can push harder, and this is making me feel more confident and happier inside the car. No,
I was so happy with the car, with the qualifying Q1, Q2. Unfortunately, Q3, I had a driver, Carlos Sainz, that just disturbed me my lap by purpose. I even spoke to him and I said, this time you disturbed me by purpose. You knew I was coming. He said, yeah, I knew, because you disturbed me during the weekend. I said, where? Yesterday in the long run, I disturbed your lap. I said, come on, man, we are in the qualifying.
You're saying he admitted to you that he deliberately held you up?
Not here. There he told me that, and then here he for sure, I don't know what he said to the media.
You know, I struggled since the beginning of the weekend to put it together, and especially today, since today. I think, we just didn't make as good of a step like we usually do from Friday to Saturday, and I think that's why we were back now.
We've made some good step this weekend, and I'm happy with that. And, last year we had a good quali, and I guess this year it's a pretty decent quali for us.
The race pace didn't look any worse than our qualifying pace, so, you know, with some luck tomorrow we could be up for some more points. So that's what we're aiming for.
And hopes for the race tomorrow?
Have to be hoping for points. I mean, you know, anything can happen in these races, and we've seen other competitors come from the back, get points, so that has to be the goal.
The target is just to have a good start and then defend the position, and let's see what happens.
I must say it's one of the, honestly, it's so exciting to drive, like so much rhythm in the second and third sector, so it's really cool to drive, but most important is to be competitive tomorrow for the race and hopefully have some good overtaking opportunities during the race.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say. I mean, all I can say is this: challenges are really what make life interesting, obviously, and I think I set this one for myself, but I'll do the best thing I can tomorrow to try to recover from it, and I guess ultimately overcoming challenges like this really make things life meaningful, you know, so Yeah, not the greatest of days, but I keep my head up.